Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is Colin Dunlap. I'm flanked with by Chris Mack alongside him. Producer Matt, he's here. Jim Colony, he'll be around along the way in just a little while as he's getting all the sound ready, getting going this morning. Speaking of sound, Kevin Colbert, he was disappointed. We do know this. He was disappointed at the end of last season, how things shook out after that, 11th game. Give a listen to the general manager of your Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Colbert.
About how we did and hit that 11-0 mark. Only to fall in the first round of the playoffs, it was very disappointing. We need to be judged on how we finished the season and not about how we did during the season. Even when we were at the 11-0 mark, I never really had a comfort level because I knew that we would judge ourselves and would be judged accordingly from the outside about how we did in the playoffs.
Okay, and how they did in the playoffs, not very good. So as we know it, the Pittsburgh Steelers are due to draft later on in the first round. They have a very important decision in front of them. Maurkice Pouncey has retired. Alejandro Villanueva is going to hit the road. James Conner most likely will not be back. There is that. There's indecision at the quarterback position. Who knows what's going to happen at tight end. There's many and even with Juju Smith-Schuster at the receiver position. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a lot going on offense and even some going on defense, Chris. The question for me that's straight in front of you that seems elementary in form, but I think is a lot more dotted with different veins when you really ask it and then start to answer it, is this. Do you trust the Steelers in this draft right now? Do you trust they're going to make the right pick and do the right thing? It's only going to be able to be visited retroactively, or not retroactively, but retrospectively when you go back and look at it. But do you trust them that they're going to make the right picks? Do they have that track record where you walk in and you go, yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make the right pick?
I do, and I think we're spoiled in this town somewhat because you can statistically break it down. You can go by the value created by players based on where they were picked in the draft relative to other players picked in those positions and other people at their specific position, wide receiver, defensive back, whatever it may be. And you can see that over the years, especially the most recent drafts, I'll take last year out of it because it's still a little too recent, although good return at least immediately, Claypool, Highsmith, Dotson. Mm-hmm. You can go back over the last five, the last 10 years and statistically break it down and see that they are in probably the top five in the league on the impact they get from their relative draft position each and every year. We get spoiled. We pay attention to the busts, the guys from the fourth and fifth and sixth round that don't hit, especially the Artie Burnses of the world, right? We get stuck on those sometimes, but they have more often than not made the most out of their position in the draft, and I'd still take them over, say, the New York Jets over the last 10 or 15 years of draft.
All right, let me offer a middle ground here, because when I look at the first round all the way back to Ben, it goes Ben, Heath, Holmes, Timmons, Mendenhall, Ziggy, Pouncey, Hayward, DeCastro, Jarvis Jones, Shazier, Dupree, Artie Burns, Watt, Edmonds, Bush, and Claypool. You have a lot more swings and line drives than you do a lot more swings and misses with that first pick, the first pick that you have. I trust the Pittsburgh Steelers will get it right with the first pick that they have because, again, they get it a lot more right than they get it wrong with the first pick. But when they start to dive into any sort of defensive back, I get anxious. When they get into those middle picks, I think as with everyone, it's a crapshoot. And that's why you have to trust your scouting. So I trust that they're going to take the best guy and they're going to take somebody who is going to be an impact player. There's been one true, or maybe two. You could look at Jones and you could look at Artie Burns and maybe even Ziggy Hood, maybe three since Ben Roethlisberger, as kind of big bust with their first pick. But I trust they're going to get the right guy and they're going to have somebody that's going to walk in and make a difference with that first pick. From there on, though, I think it really is less science and a lot more luck when you get into thereafter.
As far as
with any position, but especially, especially with the defensive backfield, they've just swung and missed there.
Yeah, no, I you can't argue with that. But every team has, I think, probably a blind spot, for lack of a better way to put it, or multiple spots where they could do better. And again, I look at it in totality, right? Over the last, say, decade or so, it's hard to find a lot of teams that have done better than the Steelers on the whole, drafting based, you know, Seattle's done a great job. The Packers, really, if you look at it. The Cowboys, surprisingly, have done very well in the draft, considering where they've acquired some of their players and the hits and some of the first-round picks that they've made. The Steelers are right there with those teams, with, say, the Saints and the Ravens over the last – the Chiefs.
Has it helped that they haven't had to take a quarterback?
Absolutely it helped. I mean, that gives you so much more room in the first round. I mean, yes, again, people are going to say – yeah, but they've screwed it up. Artie Burns and
I trust
them.
I trust them though. I'm on your side
too.
I trust them.
I mean, you can pick and choose the Jarvis Jones and Artie Burns of the world. Absolutely. But go back again. I referenced the Jets, and not because we're going to talk about them later and something their GM said in the 7 o'clock hour. But I just thought, you know, okay, who's one of those teams that you don't think of as a really good draft? I mean, you can go back and look at the Jets drafts over the last 5 to 10 years. And you struggle to find contributing starters, let alone hits in the first round. I mean, they haven't done well, and they're not the only team. You can look at those other even the Browns,
the
with
Bears,
all the picks they've
right?
had over the years.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee is a good example. Yeah, you've got your Derrick Henrys of the world, but there are teams that are just not very good at, and forget just the first round, but throughout the totality of the draft, at piecing together what they need and also picking not necessarily something you need, but something that just sits there on the board and you can't ignore it anymore. And the Steelers have more often than not done well with where they've been, relatively speaking, in the draft. And I trust them at 24 this year to make the kind of pick, whether it's an offensive lineman, whether they should decide to jump on a running back there. And I know there's people that don't like that idea, but whatever they do, I trust that they're going to get that more often than not, they're going to get the most value, possible out of that top pick.
As a guy who walks in and a guy who, in this instance, because of the defections of players and the retirements of players, this is going to be probably more important than any year that we've seen in the recent past, a guy that's going to need to be plug and play right away. And I mean right away. 412-928-9370. Good discussion, Chris. I like it because I think that there are people that are really nailed down on one side or the other. And when you present them with fact and you look at really the hard, true numbers, there are people that are nailed down and they stink they can't draft. It might not be the case. They're pretty darn good at it, especially at the top there. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Coming up next, one quarterback in the AFC North. Is he, as the kids say, high AF, or does he have a point? I can't figure it out, and it just happened recently, as in like a few hours ago. We get into that coming up next. All right. I don't know if Baker Mayfield is, as the kids say, high AF, or if he's right. So he tweeted just not too long ago, overnight. This is 11:40 p.m., and now I think this is our time, even though he would be in a different time zone. Almost 100% sure. He's almost 100%. So he's pretty convinced here. I'll read it verbatim. Almost 100%. M and I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky toward Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? End quote. That's his tweet. Now, it could have been a Maurkice Pouncey snap. Nobody knows. It might have been. It very well could have also been, I don't know, like a, as people see, like a an asteroid or whatever.
It would have just been, yeah, like a meteor. Or an asteroid or something.
It could have been that. It may have been a UFO. It could have been. I don't know. I don't know. But he is, the fact that he's almost 100%, as is EM, which would be, Emily, his wife or his girlfriend or whomever. And I like the fact that it was Baker Mayfield that saw this, because it adds intrigue. He's a bit out there. Thoughts on this? Did he just simply see a regular sort of space occurrence?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I don't know. Was it a big, like, bright, flashing ball of light?
That's what he says.
Did it look like E.T.'s spaceship coming down? Like, or was it just like a streaking light across the sky? It looked like a shooting star. I don't know. I don't know how big it was. I'm one of those people that will say, I believe there's got to be something out there in space. There's some kind of life form out there. We're not the only intelligent beings in the universe. But I don't know how often they're coming around to visit and if they're necessarily dropping in around Baker Mayfield's part of the woods.
Yeah, Lake Travis. So he's in Texas is where he is. Mm-hmm. Central Texas, in and about there, that I think it collects the Colorado River, Lake Travis does. I think Lake Travis is more of a reservoir than a true lake, if I remember in my readings. But anyway, well, good on him. Good on him. He's got a lot of different talents, and now he's, you know, a man of the – he's a stargazer, if you will. He is. So I don't – hey, we can't say anything about him here. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in a game of consequence at Heinz Field. So there's that. What, Matt?
Nobody backed him up on Twitter, I see.
No, he doesn't have any – there's no
corroborating evidence.
No.
No.
Maybe it was just him. Maybe God sent it just for him to see. Him and M. He and M. They were home from dinner. Or maybe he had a bad dinner and he thought he was seeing something.
Could be a lot going on.
Could be tequila happening. Maybe. This is some Johnny Manziel stuff. Yeah, I mean, you think you would get that from a former Browns quarterback and not the current Browns quarterback.
Maybe dinner was some edibles.
Right. Perhaps. Maybe. Yeah.
Who knows?
Perhaps.
Johnny Manziel's trying to be a PGA golfer.
See
by
that?
The way.
Not a chance. 0% chance that happens. 0.0. He might play on some mini tour or something. He will not hit one ball on the PGA Tour. Not one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.